You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're looking for the largest selection of Cleveland Browns jerseys, apparels, and more. Shop.clevelandbrowns.com is your one-stop shop for all of your Browns needs. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl. And Bray, let's go to Cabby Mike on the phone now. What's up, Cabby Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. Good, man.
All right, here's just a quick take, then I get off the phone. Lifelong Browns fan, my point is this. Yes, the front office, the last 2 years, I on the one hand, I was real happy with them, hiring a Patton, Ray Farmer, and Haslam when he bought the team. I just hope the front office realizes, let's forget about what we did. I hope they don't feel like they have egg on their face. But these two guys, Manziel and Josh Gordon, before we drafted them, we knew what their history was. And it's been, for Gordon, I would like to, if I would, cut him, let him go. And so we got to be another year without him. Hope the young man get his life together. And as far as Manziel, when his father said last year that he thought he might have a drinking party, and during this whole season he partied away and wasn't ready, now he decides to go in rehab. Well, I hope it's best for him. I hope he understands this. But I also know this because I've been in rehab before, and I was unsuccessful a couple of times. I just hope he realized, I hope he's not just taking a break from the party because this is something that maybe he should have thought of during the season when he was running out of playoff tape. Thank you, and you guys do a great job.
Appreciate it, Cabby Mike. Thank you very much for the phone call. Listen, as I've been sitting here thinking, again, it all goes back to one thing for me. This organization needs a quarterback. When you have a quarterback, you have a face of the franchise. You have the guy that gets you through all the ups and downs, who weathers the storm for you. Right now, the guy that was drafted to be that guy for the Browns is in rehab. That's a problem. When you look at the Patriots, their ability to get through Spygate, why they have Tom Brady. You look at the Ravens, they get through the Ray Rice thing, why they've got Joe Flacco. And while Joe Flacco might not be the greatest quarterback in the NFL, he's a guy who's won a Super Bowl. He gets you to the playoffs. He's a competent top half of the league starting quarterback, which puts you in the hunt. The Browns don't have that. And until they have a quarterback, they're going to be focused on, everybody's going to be focused on everything else because that's all that matters because you're not winning. When you get the quarterback and you can win, people aren't going to care so much about this stuff.
No, they're not.
It's just not going to matter. But it matters because not only are you not winning, you haven't won at all. You've been, in many ways, a disaster since 1999. You've had, 22, 23 starting quarterbacks since then. And the Browns need to find that quarterback. They need to get that guy that gives them the identity, whereas now the identity of the Browns is the organization, and that has not been great, and people are coming down on them. They're finding things to attack on the Browns, and that's basically what's going on. And until they get to the point where these things are distractions as opposed to what seems like roadblocks to success, it's going to continue to be tough. I do, again, people say, I would venture to say, and you can comment on this more than I can, but I would venture to say that there is dysfunction in just about every NFL organization on some level, except where you have places maybe like where a Bill Belichick is completely running the show. But when you're in San Diego, you guys fired a coach after he went 14-2, if I'm not mistaken, because of GM coach conflicts.
Absolutely. And it just and flat out not winning playoff games. And that's the one thing, as I was thinking, as you were speaking, what comes to play is not only the focus on the quarterback and not getting it right, but I think what's very difficult for the Dog Pound and for Northeast Ohioans and Browns fans in general is they're sold, a new regime. They're sold new, hope, sold a new dream every year when you get, some first round draft picks or a new coach or a new GM. And then also too, that those individuals come in and know it's a process, and it's their process, Patton process and Farmer process. And they need time, even though we've seen a very clear gain in the positive direction in 1 year. These Browns fans are so hungry to be a winner because they've been sold that process for the last 15 years and have got it right one out of 15 years and, winning 10 football games. And I think that's what they're tired of. They're tired of being sold a dream. They're tired of being sold, wait, we'll get it right. No, we'll get it right. And in some cases, if you step back and you're not the most passionate Browns fan, and you really look, you know, outside looking in at what the Browns are doing, you know, the new stadium could be a diversion, you know, from the product on the field, and the upgrades could make everything all shiny and sexy and, you know, and want you to go spend money. But if you don't change that product on the field, which again, we took a step in the right direction, but until it is definitively different and you can say, and you can hang your hat on a playoff appearance, you know, the Bengals hang their hat on playoff appearances and now it's become status quo for them. It's winning a playoff football game. And that is the one thing that they're basically looming in the same situation as we are, but they're just at a different level. We need to get to that level, and by hanging our hat on, we've got a playoff appearance, we know what it feels like to play in a playoff game, or even host a home playoff game, okay? Maybe we win it, maybe we lose it, but we've gained that experience, okay? Next year we go back, we add, you know, you add to a bolstered roster already, you know, strategically with the right parts to go all in to make that push. And based on what you think, what ESPN.com has come out and said, and multiple different sources, the Cleveland Browns are closer than you think. But as you said in your point, it all starts with the quarterback position.
When you have the quarterback, everything else just becomes noise. Bob in Norwalk, welcome to the show.
Hey, fellas.
How you doing, Bob?
Good. Enjoy the show. I just had a couple things I want to just air here. The whole Manziel deal, it is what it is, and I think that pick was directed straight from the top by Jimmy Haslam, and it was a gimmick pick, and he wanted the publicity with taking Johnny Football, the merchandise and all that. I mean, anybody that really deep down knows football, watching him in college perform, that didn't translate into an NFL quarterback. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I've been a Browns fan for 40-plus years, Browns backers. I mean, it's just a reach at a straw. And now all the thing that goes with it. And then with Josh Gordon, he comes back, he gets his suspension reduced. He comes back, basically gives effort in one game. I would have suspended him before the last incident at the end of the year because of the effort on the field. I mean, anybody could see that. You know, and the Browns fans are paying for this stuff. And it's just a slap in the face. And now if we have this texting, whatever that involves, I mean, it's just another black eye for the team. And, you know, Gilbert's another situation there. The kid had bad practice habits in college. It doesn't translate into the NFL. He doesn't want to practice. I mean, they at least could play him as a punt returner, kick returner, get him out there. I mean, because it's just, you know, another black eye for the organization. Your number one pick's not even on the field. And, you know, it's just frustrating watching this. And they're putting money into the stadium, fine and good. But I'd rather have the old stadium back and a team that at least puts forth an effort, you know, as misguided as some of the things were when Modell owned the team, at least they tried to win. So that's just what I want
to
air.
This team is trying to win.
They're trying to win. I think the team played very hard. Yeah, I don't think there's any question about the fact that the team played very hard out there and that certainly Mike Pettine got these guys to play for him. I thought the effort that they put forth with Connor Shaw starting at quarterback in Week 17 on the road against the Baltimore Ravens when their season was over – as certainly indicated a team that was committed to playing.
And the efforts of the defense late in the season versus the Colts.
No question.
How can you say they're not giving, you know, giving effort at that point? So that's tough to hear. But also, Nathan, all we're hearing is that frustration. You know, and when you're frustrated, you know, you start to become irrational. You know, and you want to get angry and you want to get mad. And that's lashing out. And that's just, you know, human nature. And they're upset. And that's why I hope and pray. And I love being a part of this organization is you hope and pray they go get it right, because how great is it going to be, you know, when we finally get there?
No question about it. When we come back, we will have staff writer Kevin Jones from ClevelandBrowns.com with us talking about his article on Terrence West. Also, he's got another one talking about Armonte Bryant, how his rehab is going. We will talk about those when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.